hump day.
You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
Yes.
Put on your house robe.
That's right, it's the swallows.
And your fluffy shoes.
Cause the swallows is optional. Make yourself comfortable. The swallows are here. Hello, Brody Bop. The swallows are here.
Classy little cupcake. Karen is here. Samuelina is here. And then, of course, I saw Glenn in the house. And I think someone else is here. Tola and Anon is here.
I'm here. Shane is here.
Woo! We are just starting it up. What is up? Happy afternoon. It's afternoon right now when we're doing this.
Absolutely.
And boy, did we have a podcast yesterday.
Huh? Son of a...
bitch.
Yeah.
You can say bitch.
I know.
Yesterday's podcast was great, and Classy Little Cupcake was inquiring about my garage because she was at the house last night.
Yes, and so, I think she left her water bottle.
And someone left a water bottle here, but yes, I did get the garage closed just fine. Thank you very, very much. Matt has entered the room, and we appreciate it. If you're in the room, please give us a follow and share the show, because this show is kick-ass awesome. This is like therapy.
Yeah.
This show is therapy.
It is therapy.
For not just you and me, but for those that are listening, they feel therapized.
Yeah.
Therapized.
Therapies.
The people that come on these podcasts and join us in our studio are addicted.
Oh, my gosh. They want to keep coming back.
You can't keep them away.
Uh-uh.
They just want to hang around. So the mic's on. So you guys doing a podcast? What are you guys doing? You guys hanging out?
Right. You're just hanging out
doing
here.
Doing a podcast.
What are you doing here, huh? Oh, that's right.
I'm doing it. Lady Bird's in the house. Welcome you,
knows.
Lady Bird.
I make an announcement.
Say hello to Lady Bird. She's in the house.
Hello.
We're only 1 month out from her birthday. Oh, no. A couple more days.
What?
3 more days. Yeah, man. This is a big one. You're going to be 21.
I know. Finally.
Right.
Finally legal.
What's up, Josie?
Josie.
All right, Josie. I'm glad that you're in the room with us because I saw your email. Shayna did not see your email. And then I replied to her email at 6:30 in the morning, thinking I knew what I was replying, but I replied incorrectly. So we're going to get to that email.
Okay.
Okay? For sure. That's very important that we get to Josie's email.
Okay.
All right? And then we've got some other things that we're going to talk about. Punisher is in the room. We thank you for joining us. Make sure and please give us a follow if you're in the room and share the show on your social media. You can always go back and delete that post later if you want, but why would you? Join the Swallow Nation and
become
a patron.
Yesterday's podcast was 3 hours long.
And we drank a handle of whiskey in three hours.
With those two boys, men,
four of us.
Those single dudes, if any ladies are interested.
Oh, maybe
and
it wasn't
we Facebook lived,
and then we ate pancakes. No, French toast. Oh, it's Emily. I'm sorry, Josie. It's different. It was ended with an I-E. Well, no, that ended with an L-Y. But it's the same. Emily, Josie. Yep. There we go. What? Okay, there you go. Pod hack. Mm. Pod hack right there from the pod hacker.
That's good. Everybody go do that.
Yeah, if you can share, you can share it to clipboard and get the 10 points. Oh, I get what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. So you go take the share and then do the share here and then get the link to your clipboard that then you can go and put it on all your other fun places. Now, me personally, I'm going to share this shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to share it in the Swallow Nation group because you know what swallowers like? They love wet t-shirt Wednesday. I got a pitcher of water right here. We're going to have a wet t-shirt contest.
What?
Shane and I.
I'm going to throw it on you.
Well, and I'm going to throw it on you.
No.
Yeah.
It's gonna be cold.
That's the whole point of the wet
okay,
t-shirt.
Okay, we'll do it. We'll do it. We'll do it. Your little nips get real hard, though.
Yep.
They get real, real, real hard.
What should we say here?
I don't know.
Typing stuff is the worst. Typing.
Yeah.
I'm a great typer, typist, but having to do it, I don't like doing it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I never knew.
Yeah.
You seem so fluent.
Well.
You're so fast.
I know.
Even though you just used like four fingers.
Well, I have different techniques. I can chicken peck really fast.
Yeah.
But I also can do 10 key, and I can also do like 600 words a minute.
Oh, 600. Yeah. Wow.
Probably 800.
That's amazing.
Yeah, with lots of mistakes. But still.
You know what? In that case, I can do that too.
Yeah, well, then.
I can do it too. Lots and lots of mistakes.
I'm sharing this show right over to Facebook in the Swallow Nation group where we did our Facebook Live yesterday where we had a sloppy good time.
Oh, my God.
And that was a lot of fun.
We had so much fun.
We had a lot of fun yesterday. If you like board games.
And those guys were going to go teach sign language to the blind people.
Exactly. After we finished the podcast, those fellas went and they freaking taught sign language.
Yeah.
Good for them. That's good. Give it back to the community.
Cheers. They're pretty great, those guys. I enjoy them.
All right, well, let's get right into this email because I feel like it's a time-sensitive thing. This email comes from Emily. All right? And it came yesterday early, I believe. Yesterday at 11:30 p.m. And it says, hello. Do either of you, that would be Sean and Shayna, have advice for a first-time lady and lady hookup? So I misread it.
Oh.
I misread that she was looking for a hookup. But no, she's got a first-time lady-on-lady hookup. It's a Tinder hookup in a car.
Ooh.
Very much scheduled booty.
Oh, nice.
You're both amazing. Gotta put that in there. Ams.
Well, I would say go have fun. Pretty self-explanatory.
First-time advice. Well, no, she's looking for more than just go have fun, Shayna. She wants some of your wisdom.
Well, like, I mean, I don't know how...
Not Josie. Josie's like, woo, that ain't me.
I don't know how advanced she is, how experienced she is area as being with a woman.
Right.
If you've never been with a woman before,
yeah.
Well, then you just go and talk to them, and then you start kissing, and you start touching.
Maybe you let them take the lead and kind of just relax.
Right.
And sock it to it.
Sock it to it.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I mean, you want to enjoy it. You know, I would like a little more information. What is she?
I would say go at it in very much of a way, because I think women are different than dudes, I think. And you go at it in just how you would like for them to react to you, touch you.
Right. What kind of experience are you looking for?
Caress you.
Yeah.
Or if this is just a full-on car, backseat, get it in, get it out, quick thing.
Right. You go in and you do it.
First of all, I didn't even know that was happening.
You go in and get your scissor on.
Meeting, just scissoring out their frustrations right there in the back of the old Lamaze.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that was happening. Or minivan. That's what minivans are great
for
midday hookups.
You can get your feet up on those hand pulls up at the top.
I didn't know.
Good.
I did not know that the ladies just jumped right in.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, you know, I don't know. I've kissed a few ladies in my day.
Oh yeah.
Some ladies.
Tell me about that.
In my day. And so I mean, it depends on your comfort level.
I'm very comfortable right now.
I know you are. You just want to have fun. You want to have an enjoyable time.
I think
so. Yep. Think about your boundaries before you go.
Exactly.
And that way you don't do anything you might feel uncomfortable with, unless you're going for a totally new, just
carnal experience.
An adventure. Then you go and you participate in the adventure.
I guess my advice at that point would be don't wear panties.
Right.
Yeah, just go in a skirt. That's what I do. That's why I wear this man skirt. So at any point, I'm ready.
That's right.
I don't got no obstacles.
Nope.
No reason.
I can
get
right in there.
Get in anywhere.
A little prickly pear.
Oh, I can get in there before people even know that they wanted in there.
I think people know that.
It's coming. Yeah, they can hear me coming.
You're making me choke.
I'm shuffling up behind them. Here comes Sean in his dress.
That's funny.
All right, well, Emily, that is our advice. Don't wear panties. I think that's the one thing we agreed on. And do them how you would want to be done. Did you get kicked out?
I must have.
Shayna got kicked out.
Oh, it won't let me back in.
Shayna got...
It said it finished.
It says it finished?
Uh-huh.
All right, can you guys hear us? There's only two people. There's no one online. Interesting. All right, let's see if this doesn't last. If this busts out. All right, I don't know what's going on. Huh. All right, well, people are here and people are back. So Podbean has obviously got a major glitch today.
Yeah. So if it happens again, we'll just record it and then post it.
Mm-hmm.
That way, it's not doing that.
I agree. I agree. Well, let's... Well, I don't know where we were at. We were talking about sharing stuff. We talked about the email. So we can I can splice that in. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back. We are back live. We had a little fallout there for some reason.
Something weird's happening with the app.
But I think that we have so many listeners now that we are actually putting a strain on the app itself.
Oh, I agree.
And you just keep powering through the app, folks. That's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing.
We're crashing this app because we are amazing.
There you go again.
I feel good?
I do.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right, well, we've got something that we want to do, so let's just go ahead and do that now.
Okay.
All right, so we started the wish list on Amazon.
Right.
Remember?
Yes.
Yes, you do. And because we started the wish list, what we did is we asked you to come and partner with us and go to the wish list and purchase things that were inexpensive and reasonable priced that will help out the podcast. And all things will be podcast related and will go right to the podcast.
Right.
And boy, people have already responded.
I know. It's so great. We got two packages
today. We got two packages today from the Amazon wish list. And what we want to do is we want to open them while we're live. We want so that you guys that have sent them to us can be a part of it.
You got scissors over there?
I've got scissors. Shayna is going to open them. And I am going to narrate the experience. It's going to be awesome.
Okay.
I can't really tell you how that makes me feel. I'm very excited about the fact that we even got a response at all.
Right.
Like, open the other one first.
You guys are so great.
In the order that they arrived.
Right.
Yeah, so this one opened. This one came first, and it's a bigger box. It's twice the size as the other box. And I'm just humbled by the fact that people did anything, let alone sent stuff to us and took the time.
It says who it's from.
I hope that we are able to see who it is that sent us these things. Now,
I've never done this before.
If the only thing you can comment in the room so that you don't have any issues is just an emoji, a thumbs up or something so that we know you're there, that's great as well. So we're opening the big box. Shane is opening it. I'm seeing foam. What are those? Those are those air things, like the packaging. I can't see it because she's got it up high. Oh, yes. It's a pack of foam.
It is a pack of foam.
Perfect. This is exactly what we're talking about right here. We have ourselves a pack, a six-pack of foam.
Ooh.
And a second one. Oh, and an adapter cord. Perfect. These are great cords because... It's going to help take a little bit of buzz away.
Soundproof 12 by 12 panels.
Yep.
And two male RCA wrist adapters.
Woo! That's awesome. Thank you so much. It's spermicidal foam in the podcast.
Thank you, Josie.
Oh, thank you
so much.
Look at how beautiful those cables are.
I know. You're so excited.
I'm excited about the cables. Yeah.
Hey, thank you, Josie.
Meow, meow.
Freaking are the best.
That's weird. All right, so that was exciting. And the foam, now Josie's going to come over to the studio, and she's going to sign all of these foams pieces, and we're going to hang them on the wall. She's not in the room right now for some reason. She didn't make it back in. But Josie sent us a five-pack of foam panels. That's awesome. That's going to help. Going to go right on the wall, and that's going to help soundproof the studio. Oh, those are going up today. Yes, I'm excited. All right, now, package number two is a smaller package. What is that?
I don't know, but it's fancy.
It looks like a shirt.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait a minute. It's in a bag.
It's like gift wrap.
wrapped.
Oh, wait, it's a gift wrap package inside the package? What's it say?
Oh, my gosh.
Wait a minute.
Oh, my gosh.
What's it say?
Oh, my gosh. Maisa. To the talented and magical Swallow fam, just a little token of my love and appreciation for all you guys do for this world. Much love.
Wow.
From Laisa.
Wow, that's awesome.
Oh, my God. And it's beautiful.
What is it? It's a blue. It's a dark blue bag with a ribbon on top. I mean, this is like a, and it's got an envelope there that says a special gift.
Oh, my gosh.
A gift for you.
It's so great. I love the color.
Your gift surprise.
Look at this beautiful ribbon. Hey.
Scared the dog. Sorry, dog. All right, so it's a beautiful golden ribbon wrapped around this dark blue bag. And inside the bag is something else now. Oh, shut up.
You go ahead. You say what it is.
All right, so what this is a mini amp, four-channel stereo headphone amplifier so that we're not all running off of pigtailed headphone jacks where no one can hear anything.
That's so amazing.
This is the sweetest piece of equipment ever.
It's so amazing.
Phone level controls, six segment input mixer per channel.
Oh my gosh.
I can't even believe this.
Laisa, we love you.
I love Laisa.
I know, I do too. She's going to come back on the show.
She changed my life when she came and was here.
I know.
I'm so humbled by this. This is so wonderful. Josie, Laisa, I know that there's other stuff coming because we've had some secret messages, people saying, watch out.
And I love it.
Oh, I can't thank you guys enough. And that means I get to screw around in my studio, and I get to hook up a new piece of equipment.
Yep.
Oh, this is awesome.
Yep, this is so awesome. Amazing. We'll take some pictures.
Yep, we will take pictures, and we're going to hang up some foam. What's up, Classic Queen? We're going to hang up some foam, and then Josie is going to come to the studio,
and she is
going to sign the foam. I don't know if Josie's even made it in here yet. She has not. We know Podbean is having it's having a problem today. It's on its period. Podbean's on its period today, but we're not going to blame it. It's going to get it figured out.
It's going to be fine.
It's going to get it figured out, and everything is going to be okay. Right now, we're doing okay, so good stuff.
Right.
All right, we have just received our first gifts from the podcast wish list, and I just can't say thank you enough.
You can find that link in our Everything Swallow or Swallow Nation
group on Facebook. If you
follow
want.
Us there, if yep. you want.
Yeah.
And check it out.
I'll also put it in the link in the description of this podcast.
Okay.
So you can go to the wish list, and all the things on the wish list are going right to the podcast to make this a better experience for you and for us and for our guests.
Yeah.
Because that's
amazing.
Ultimately, we want our guests to come down and sit down and feel like they're in a professional situation.
Right.
With some high quality equipment. And we just got another very essential piece from Laisa. Thank you so much.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, that's so great. Now, I appreciate you visiting our podcast and being a part of it.
Yeah.
But I think it's only right for me to ask you not to promote your own shit in my room.
Right.
I won't come to your room and promote my podcast. You can just come and listen and be a part of ours.
Right.
Just like I would if I was yours.
Right.
So thank you very much for being in here. Thank you. Soundproofing the basement. That's what we need. That's what we need for the podcast and for all the exploits that go on down here at the same time. This is super sweet right here.
Oh, man. Right. Cords.
I like my new cord. I want to put it in right now.
Cords are essential.
And we've been using these same cords
for
20 years. So.
Because Sean has used all this stuff for so long.
Yeah. So what I do is I've just hoarded cords. I've got more music equipment than a musician needs. But that's what we do. You know, as musicians, we just get everything. You got, oh, I need another one of those. So you get all these stuff but they are all junk.
Right.
You
collect
junk.
You use them forever.
Yeah.
That they just kind of break down.
Oh, yeah. Look at this.
That was annoying. Josie, you're back. We just got
Josie,
your gift.
We just got your gift.
We were just talking about you. We just got your gift.
You're so
it
awesome.
It was annoying.
You are amazing, Josie. Now, Josie.
What? Sean says Podbean's on its period. Yeah, woohoo! You gotta come over and sign all your squares.
Now you gotta come. Yeah,
you gotta come. Oh, I would take a lift. You should take a car here because it's not safe when you leave.
It's not. Because you'll drink too much.
Just got kicked out.
Shit!
Livecast finished.
At 9 minutes.
Let's see if anyone else did. Oh, yep, one. Dropped all the way down to one. Everyone got booed.
So it dropped us. All right, well, Podbean is struggling.
Yes.
But what we're going to do is we're just going to keep going as if we're still here. We are going to just keep going.
Okay,
we're getting these gifts. Josie, thank you so much. I know you just got back in the room, and then it kicked all of us out. You know, I just don't
Let's
know.
Just see.
Like I said, Podbean's on its period today.
Yep.
We're not going to blame it, but we are going to ask them to fix it.
Yeah.
And they're going to get it fixed.
They're going to get it fixed
no matter what. Either way, we're still going to be able to podcast.
It doesn't matter.
We're still going to be able to post these shows.
This
and you're
is amazing.
Still
I love
see
this beautiful
and
bag.
Be able to come and be a part of the podcast. So don't worry about it. Eliza, thank you for your gift. Josie, thank you so much for your gift. We can't thank you enough. It's so generous.
Yes.
And like I said, I am going to post these shows and post the link to our wish list. So that people can find it.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
This is an easy way for you guys to be
support
a part of the podcast,
it and be a
man.
Part of it. I know, Lysie needs to come sign hers. She's got to sign it.
And if you're listening to the podcast and getting therapy out of it, you know, and you're getting good laughs and entertainment, why not? Why not
throw some
us
love
a gift?
Our way,
yeah,
right?
That's awesome. This is so sweet
throw
right here.
Throw some love.
Awesome. And I'm using my new cord right now.
Did you already plug it in? Oh, hilarious.
Yeah, look at it. It's hot.
That's good.
Sweet.
See? Did you put other cords on there?
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, because we need these old mic cords.
I know.
They're crackly. But that's all right. People are going to be a part of it. Thank you to all you who are patrons on a monthly basis that have given to us. We've had some new patrons, Rob, and Shauna, and some other folks. So thank you so much.
Yep, we appreciate you. We appreciate all.
Right, it throws you off when it doesn't work.
I know.
So we're just gonna move on from it.
Okay.
This is gonna be a recorded podcast today.
Right. Now it is. Yeah.
It is fine.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Everything's fine. Because I have some fun stuff to talk about.
Let's talk about it.
All right. I did. We talked about the first lady hookup. That was for Emily, and I think we really helped there with the where are the panties. All right, they're in the news. There's a guy, him and his girlfriend, they got really drunk. They went home, and he's like, I'm going to order some food. So he got on his phone, and he ordered $200 worth of hot wings.
Wow.
From Domino's.
Wow.
So he ordered a couple pizzas, like 19 boxes of hot wings.
That sounds
some
good.
Some bread wings. Some breadsticks, and some pizzas, and some thin crusts, and all that. $200 worth. There's so much food that when the driver showed up, that the girlfriend, the sober one, had to go out and help him unload all the food.
Wow.
By the time they'd unloaded all the food, dude was passed out.
Yeah.
He didn't get no food.
Oh, no.
She's making him eat all the food.
I would, too.
Over the course of 3 days.
Yeah. He should have to eat it.
He is. Well, that's what they say, is he's going to have to eat all of that food. I'm nom, 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 nom. Just like that.
Get in there and get it.
Yeah, eat those hot wings. Uh-huh. That's so funny.
You're going to be so sick of hot wings.
We've got stuff going on.
Yeah.
The podcast, so I'm excited about that.
We do.
I'm really excited about this next story that I want to talk to you about. Ford has recalled 200,000 pickup trucks.
Good.
Now, you're saying, why? Why am I excited? Why do I care? Why?
Because I hate their headlights.
It's the freaking headlights.
Is it?
It is. It 100% is the headlights. 100%.
Wow.
Because you and I used to drive to work super early all the time, and it was so annoying.
Yeah.
Because they're at the perfect height, those Ford
they just
trucks.
They blind you.
I love them. I respect those Ford trucks. I'd love to own one on myself. But the fact of the matter is those headlights are just obtrusive.
They're
too bright.
Yeah.
If you're out in the country, I get it.
Yeah.
I get the country headlights.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So freaking bright that you can see, because there's no street lights.
No.
But
there's nothing.
Street lights here, so you don't need. So Ford is going to recall those Ford F-150s. If you've got one, take it in and get the new headlights.
Yeah, get different headlights.
You're annoying, and
what are you doing?
You're blinding everyone. Okay, so do that for us. Secondly, don't tailgate.
Don't tailgate.
Once you get your new headlights, Don't tailgate because that's no cool.
I wonder if Ralph is getting kicked out.
You know what? This morning I was listening to Dreadnought, and they said that they had been getting kicked out.
Says it's going to start soon. It's on a countdown.
You know, so I'm also on a count up where I have been there 10 seconds. So go out and come
just
back.
Just going to start soon.
Start soon. Anytime. I'm sure he is. I'm sure Ralph is experiencing the exact same stuff at about a 9-minute mark. You okay, get
in.
A boot. Classy's back.
I'm in.
There's
too.
Our girl.
Woo, 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 woo. So.
Also, there's two wedding stories. And I want to circle the two wedding stories around to relate them and make them about me.
Okay.
Hello.
Again.
I want to start performing weddings. And we're moving into wedding season.
Oh, we are in wedding season now.
Yeah, exactly. So I want to put the word out to people if they would like for us, Sean and Shayna, to come and officiate their wedding. We can do that.
Yeah.
As a team or as a solo. Shayna could do it. I could do
I've
it.
I've never done it.
So? Doesn't mean you can't.
I could do it.
Yes, you can.
I could do anything you can do.
Well, I could do anything you could do, but I could do it better.
No.
So if you want to have us do a wedding.
We're going to try it again.
Email us.
Yeah.
All you have to do is email us up and say, hey, Sean and Shayna, we want you to perform our wedding.
We want to get married by
you. And Sean, we want you to sing a song while we walk down the aisle or something like that. Those
like
are all.
Like a beautiful songbird.
We can put a package together for you to have Sean and Shayna at your wedding. The wedding stories that I have is this. Two siblings were on a road trip, 17 years old. Mom and dad were taking them to see the biggest ball of twine.
Okay.
You know, those kind of parents that took their kids on vacation, I admire them.
Yeah.
I respect them. While in that car, the daughter. That was weird. That cord is so good. That cord is so good. So while they were on the road trip, the daughter says, oh, I'm going to get married someday. And the younger brother is like, listen, you're never getting married. No one likes you. And she's like, shut up. I'm going to have a fairy tale wedding, and I'm going to have a big dress, and my husband's going to be handsome, and he's not going to play games. It's going to be great. And the brother says to her, listen, if you get married, I'm bringing a llama as my date to your wedding. And she's like, whatever, you're an asshole. And he's like, no, I'm telling you the truth. I am going to. That is the brand new cord. I put it right in. That's right. I opened it up and I put it right in up here.
Is that so Jesse?
I could, yeah, she's asking. Uh-huh. So he showed up with a llama.
Oh, funny.
He showed up with a llama to the wedding, and at least he classed it up. It was in a tuxedo.
That's funny.
So he rented a tuxedo for the llama. I'm sure the guys at Men's Warehouse were not very, very happy about that.
No, but it's what happens, a llama tux.
I hope it's, and the story.
That llama belongs to that lady.
It spit on the preacher.
Oh, how funny.
Do you think that's a bad omen if the llama spits on the pastor?
No, it's probably good luck.
Watch out, they spit.
Because they spit so much.
Oh, it's good luck to be spit on by a llama?
Maybe.
All right, well, that's one wedding story.
Okay.
The second one is, what was it? What was I going to say? Oh, KFC wedding. How about that? How about we get married?
You got married in the KFC?
In a KFC.
Someone got married in the KFC?
Yes. Yes, I've got a story about a KFC wedding.
Does that come with a bucket?
It comes with a bucket of chicken. What you get is a couple tied the knot in the world's first ever KFC-themed wedding. The fried chicken chain announced this new wedding planning service in September 2019. Now, I remember this. And this couple was the first to have their wedding catered by Kentucky Fried Chicken. The finger-licking evening was decked out with personalized KFC buckets, a
yes.
special KFC cake, a photo booth, a Colonel-style singer.
Ooh.
Yeah. And KFC food truck to feed all the hungry guests.
That's fun.
The only thing that would have made it better is if they would have thrown in a pair of those KFC-themed Crocs.
Yeah.
Those are sweet. I'd love
that
to have a pair
of those.
That would
be fun.
Yeah, that'd be kind of fun, right?
Yeah.
You think they would do like renewing ceremonies? Or
probably.
Is it all just first-time weddings? Like for us, it would be fun to have a big blowout wedding and like renew our vows.
Yeah.
You know, it's been 20 years now. Well, on our 20th, because it's only actually been. So 2022 will be the actual 20-year anniversary of our wedding date.
Right.
But 99 was when we met.
Right.
So then we were together for 3 years, and we got the actual wedding papers.
Yeah,
and all that
you
stuff.
Know, I go back and forth because...
Which one's more important? Which one do you...
I married you that weekend when you moved into my house and never left.
Exactly. We were together from that very moment.
Right, so...
But if we were to renew our
vows.
If we renewed our vows in a ceremony, we would want to do that on the day that we had our wedding, in honor of our wedding. So that would be 2022. So that gives us like a year and a half to figure it out, because our anniversary is just in a couple months.
Right.
So we could figure that out, I guess. Yeah. We could figure it out. We could do a big blowout. And you think KFC or someone like that would do a themed renewing of the vows ceremony?
I guess you got to reach out to them.
Yeah,
and ask.
That'd be a great idea. Everyone gets a bucket for their head.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Got to get a bucket for your head. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Have our picture on there?
Yeah, totally. On the bucket?
Uh-huh.
Our Christmas card?
Yeah.
That'd be killer.
What am I going to come up with for next year?
I don't know.
You know what is so hard about being me?
What is hard about being you, Shannon?
I always have to top myself.
You do?
Yeah. I mean, I'm really good at it. I always come through, but sometimes I just come out so strong out the gate.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, shit, where do I go from here?
Right.
I got to go up.
Got to go up. Always up. I know. I'm so excited about our things.
I'm excited
it's so
about
great.
All our stuff. Yeah, I'm very excited. Thank you. And I'm also excited about the Shamrock Stampede.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? We've got a team, and the team is growing.
Oh, good.
Thank you, Dina, for making the team, Dina Joe. Go to shamrockstampede.com and register. It's on the 21st of March. This is going to be an awesome event. It's a fun walk.
Yeah.
It's not a competitive walk. You've got a 3.3K or a 7K, which is what we're going to do, the 7K.
Right.
Which is 3 miles.
Right.
A little over 3 miles, something like that. And it's super easy. It's casual walk. We walk it. Takes an hour and a half to walk or something like that. We laugh. We just laugh and walk and laugh.
Joke.
And then afterwards, you get like a medal, I think, probably.
And
you
laugh.
We have cold beers afterwards, and
oh,
we watch bands.
Afterwards.
And we watch bands play, and we laugh, and we take pictures, and we all dressed up like leprechauns. It's going to be a kick-ass time. So come and join our team. Use our discount code, SHAMROCKRUN.
SHAMROCKRUN.
SHAMROCKRUN. And that will get you a discount on registration.
It doesn't mean it's a run.
It's not a run. That's just the discount code. All caps, discount code, Shamrock Run. Use that code for a discount when you register.
Everything Swallows, our team.
Come with us to Castle Rock on the 21st of March, and it's in the morning.
Yep.
And we're just going to have a blast.
We'll meet there.
Yeah. It's a St. Patrick's Day celebration.
Yeah.
But what we're doing is we're raising money to help those organizations that help out our military and first responders that are suffering with PTSD and mental illness.
Right.
And so it's a great cause. So what you're doing is you're helping the people that have helped us.
Right.
Right? So we're just giving back to those guys. And bonus, you get to hear me sing the national anthem.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
I will be singing the national anthem to start off the event. And then I'm going to jump in and we're going to do a marathon.
It'll
well, we're
going to
walk it. A walk-a-thon.
Yeah.
It's a walk-a-walk.
It's a walk-a-walk.
You could,
a wobble-walk?
Some people will run it.
Wobbly-wobbly.
There's those people.
Oh, yeah. That's
There's
fine.
Those.
You run. You do you.
Yeah, they got to.
You do you. That's great.
I'm going to join the 14-minute mile class.
Yeah.
No dogs, no strollers.
Right.
That's us.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's going to be so fun.
Yeah.
We need to stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should probably, you know, have a couple... Before we get going, maybe a morning,
No, like, I won't. You can do you, but I'm not gonna.
A green Russian.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh.
To get good
is that
yet?
Made with absinthe?
It is made with absinthe.
Oh. Yeah. Because tomorrow is National Absinthe Day.
Oh, it is National Absinthe Day tomorrow.
Oh man!
Shana.
Great. Who's gonna bring a bottle of absinthe over?
All right.
Over?
Who's bringing over some absinthe? For
tomorrow
is National Absinthe Day.
Yeah.
If you've not experienced the drink absinthe, it's like NyQuil on steroids.
Right.
Right? With some sugary sugar on it.
With some sugary sugar.
You pour it over the sugar.
Oh, again, nine minutes.
It's right at 9 minutes. Okay.
Almost 10.
So you pour the sugar over the absinthe into the glass.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens? It sugarizes it.
Yeah.
It makes it all sweet and wonderful and yummy.
Yummy.
But really, it's... tastes just like anise, isn't that that?
Yeah, it's black licorice flavor.
It's the wormwood.
Yeah, wormwood tastes like anise, which tastes like black licorice.
Yeah, it does have that black licorice flavor, which I love.
I know.
I was always a big fan of the NyQuil. Mm-hmm. You know, I never had a problem with it as a kid, so I don't have a problem with it as an adult. If it's an absinthe. So tomorrow's National Absinthe Day. I guess the way that you're supposed to, like, I took a picture of it. The way that you are supposed to celebrate it is obviously by consuming some absinthe. This drink originated in the 18th century, and it rose to fame with artists and poets.
Where's your clock?
And writers. It is right here. Right there. So it is called the Green Fairy. That's what it's called. The Green Fairy.
Oh, the Green Fairy.
Yeah, pretty fun, right?
I do like it. I'd have some.
We're going to have some.
We're going to have some.
We're going to have some absinthe. That's how it works.
It's going to be we good
We go, hey,
stuff.
Everybody, who wants to drink some absinthe? And then someone shows up with absinthe.
Right. Bring
we
a
got
bottle.
Pie.
We got a pie.
We got pies yesterday.
Alligator brought us
Alligator
some pies
Alligator showed
today.
Up with pies, and that was awesome. I love lemon pies and chocolate
We've
pies.
We've had three deliveries today.
Today's been a very
pies.
Awesome day.
And two from the wish list from the most wonderful people ever.
It's been like one of those days where, like, affirming day, you know, makes you feel good mm-hmm, about what mm-hmm. we're doing, makes you feel like people
reaffirming, yeah,
you know, care about this podcast.
Yeah.
When I see that we have
they
new
like
patrons,
us. They really like
they,
us.
They do like us. They really like us, and they like Sally Fields then too. I can't find my absinthe thing. Anyways, tomorrow's National Absinthe Day.
I think you sent it to me.
I just sent you a screenshot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay.
I just wonder what's the best way to, like, observe it.
Partaking in it.
Yeah, just drinking it. Or, well, if there's, like, a ceremony.
I feel like there was a couple events going on.
All right, so what you do is you go to a cocktail bar. Or you can throw an absinthe party, which is invite friends over to celebrate National Absinthe Day by enjoying a delicious taste of absinthe, buy several different varieties, and have a taste test. Or you can make your own absinthe, which sounds like you just get the spices. You get some star anise, some anise seeds, some fennel, some licorice root, some lemon
yeah,
peel,
I would
wormwood.
Just buy it.
And then you just ferment
that.
That
seems
shit.
Like a lot of work.
Yep, yep. Why do we love National Absinthe Day, Shayna?
Because it's good?
No, because the cool kids like it.
Oh.
Absinthe is the drink of the artists and the writers, and some of the most famous fans include...
I'm one of them.
Ernest Hemingway.
I'm one of those people.
James Joyce. Pablo Picasso. Vincent Van Gogh. Now, I don't know if Vincent Van Gogh is the ambassador, you know, or spokesperson that you want for your alcoholic drink, because the dude did cut his own ear off.
Right.
Yeah. But he did it for a girl.
Didn't he have syphilis?
They all had syphilis.
I feel like they all had syphilis.
That sometimes they had syphilis and they had raging gonorrhea.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The raging gone.
Oh, man, the rage gone.
It'd be hard.
Yep. It's got a reputation that says that it would make you crazy.
Yeah.
Psychoactive symptoms, like you're trippy, man. Like, whoa, I'm tripping my balls,
You know what
man.
Would really help
my
that
balls
feeling?
Are tripping,
Some mushrooms.
Right? Oh, wait. Oh, I don't know if you want to freaking drink absinthe and eat mushrooms.
Why?
I don't know.
I think you would.
Might throw you into a freak out.
You might like it.
Okay. And the third is it's fun.
It's fun.
It's fun. And you only drink an ounce at a time. You pour it. We have the spoons that you can put over. We just get the sugar cubes.
Yeah.
So I'm down. March 5th.
I just made a little sugar ball last time, and that worked really good.
Oh, yeah, you made your own sugar cube, yeah. Did you? What'd you use? Just sugar. Water and sugar.
Water, yeah.
And you made a little ball.
Yeah.
And then you poured it over there. Uh-huh. But I like to buy the cubes.
I know, but you like to eat sugar cubes.
I do like to eat sugar cubes. Haven't you ever just eaten sugar cubes?
No.
Really?
Never.
You never just put a sugar cube in your mouth and just let it dissolve?
No. Oh, my gosh.
Suck on it like that and feel all the grainy going down your throat?
No.
Oh, I'm sugary.
I could not even
imagine.
It's
like you're making your own saliva syrup.
No, that's gross. Your own saliva syrup.
Yep. Gross. So, like, my Podbean app is going crazy about all kinds of live. I get notifications when somebody goes live. Because I like these
people are trying to go live.
So everyone is experiencing this problem, yeah. And it's been an issue. I was told by Podbean that they were pushing out an update because there was some issues, and I think that this update did not do them any favors.
No.
They might need to look into some IT guys there.
Right.
But well, that's okay.
I'm sure they have them, but they just got to change it. Sometimes you get a bug.
Do you feel the need to have sex with people because of the way they're dressed?
No.
Ever? No, did you ever? Do you think that that's a thing? Do you look like, oh, I love a man in uniform. Oh, those firefighters. I know that's...
I'm not like that, but I know there are people like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm more attracted to a spirit and energy.
It's not the clothing?
No.
It's not the dress?
Uh-uh.
Huh. Oh, well, I'm curious because obviously, you know, I'm a guy who looks at a lot of studies. And I found another study that says that professionals, which means guys in suits, want sex more often.
Oh.
Which means they put off a more kind of aggressive pheromone to women.
Cockiness.
That then attracts women, which is why women say...
men in suits are nice.
They like a man in suits. They so a survey found that lawyers, accountants, consultants, communications, financial professors are the most likely of the type of men that want sex every day. Now, I felt that excluding.
Yeah.
Because I don't wear a suit every day. I'm not one of those things. I want sex every day.
Right.
They don't think a factory worker wants sex every day?
Right.
All right. But... the guys in suits, because they're in the suits, they look fancy.
Right.
They attract more women and get more sex. But the reality is...
maybe more of them are cheaters as well.
Only 10% of them admit that they get sex as often as they would like. So the suit doesn't actually help.
Hmm.
But it gives off a persona.
Yeah.
So women say, oh, I would love it with a guy in a suit, or I think it's hot guys in uniforms. But they're not actually putting out.
No.
They're just lusting
They're just
for them.
Lusting for them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah. So maybe the construction workers or those guys that are in the factory, maybe they're getting more action without the suit.
Right.
Why don't you poll them? Poll people.
Poll
surveyors.
People? Polaroiders.
Well, tomorrow's National Absinthe Day, but you were really excited about today being National Pound Cake Day.
Pound Cake Day. I'd love me some pound cake.
Let's go get one of those frozen pound cakes and make a chocolate fondue.
Ooh.
Because that's cheap.
That's
easy. Just get some chocolate bars, a little milk in there, a little cream.
Yeah, a little creamy cream.
Let's do it. Ow. Yeah. A pound cake fondue in honor of National Pound Cake Day.
Day.
We know how to celebrate, people. All right. Well, let's wrap this up.
Yeah. This has been a troublesome podcast.
But that doesn't stop us from being wonderful.
Right. And tomorrow is Happy Thoughts Thursday.
Happy Thoughts Thursday tomorrow. And then Friday, we've got some amazing people coming to the house. We're just going to have a great day. And we're going to do a podcast.
It's going to be real fun. Yeah.
I'm super excited.
We're going to hang out with some friends of ours and see where it takes us.
What kind of fun.
And we have beautiful new gifts that we will be using before they get here.
They will all be
right,
able to hear.
Right there. We hear you.
We hear you. And I just thought about something that I need to do. Anyways, love you all.
Love you.
We appreciate you supporting and being a part of this podcast. I'm so sorry
about the glitches.
For those of you who've tried to listen live and have had a bunch of trouble. Josie, B, we love you.
We did keep recording, so you know why it dipped in and out.
Jay Dizzle. I will put up this entire recording, as I always do. It'll be up within the next 15 or 20 minutes. So you didn't miss anything.
You can
go back and listen other than us going, hello, what's going on? What the hell is going on here? Tomorrow, Absinthe National Boyfriend thing. Good. Shamrock Run. Go to shamrockstampede.com. Join our team. The registration is affordable. You can use the discount code SHAMROCKRUN
right
for a discount.
Absolutely.
Have a good one. Say goodbye.
Have a goodbye, people.
Goodbye.
I hope you like what you just heard, because you've just been swallowed.
Make sure and listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, even YouTube and CastBox, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
Give us a like, give us a love, give us 5 stars. Remember to share us with your friends, because it makes a difference.
Remember, follow the swallows.
Hey, I'm Sean.
I'm Shaya.
You've just been swallowed.
Gulp, gulp, gulp.
I just got stuck.